Further ado, I would like to give the word to Tom, and after that, Malcolm.
So, hello everybody.
Is this working?
Cool. Now, so, like already said, I'm Tom. This is Malcolm. We're from Grafana Labs, and introducing you to Grafana Tanker today, a new open source project we've been starting recently. So, who of you is using Kubernetes as his job? And who of you would say that they are really in love with YAML and it's super cool? Okay, basically expected that. We don't really like it that much either because it did not completely fit our needs. Because, after all, YAML is basically data. And it's laid down like data, and it's not much more clever than a sheet of paper. You can effectively express things, but they need to stay as verbose as they are, and you can't use any of these cool tricks or fancy programming languages can do. Let's take a look at some examples why this won't work that well. So for example, this is a deployment for just a single Grafana port. And it's not configured or anything, it just starts the container. This is basically the equivalent of a Docker run command. But instead of one line on a command line, it takes like an entire screen of things, and most of these aren't actually anything expressive at all. Like, we have the word Grafana 4 times on screen. Why? And the only thing that's really unique about this here is the image. But still, we need to express the entire object, which makes using it pretty slow. Another example. Usually, you don't deploy things a single time, but instead, in a dev environment, in a prod environment, and these are not exactly equivalent. So, in dev, you would have the deployment, a secret to hold your data source, or the connection to your data source, and the config map. And that's it. But for prod, you probably need to alter that secret, and you kind of want users to be able to use the source, actually. So you probably need a service and an ingress object as well. But what YAML has to offer here is fairly limited, because you can't just reuse what you have for dev for prod, because even though these are the same or nearly the same for the secret, the only thing you can do is duplicate the entire directory. Now you have to maintain two. And if you're one of the cool people and want to be region aware and not have your entire production fail if one data center goes down, then you need to maintain for US, for EU, and a second one for you or any other region. So you already have 3 directories of nearly equivalent files. Like there might be a diff of 2 lines, 3 lines between these. But still, you need to maintain all of them. And as soon as you want to add something to one of these, you need to propagate these changes to all of the directories, which probably will be forgotten at some point, so that you have severe drift in your configuration, which makes maintaining hard. And imagine being on call like at 3 a.m. and having to fix something, but first you need to propagate all the fixes you've applied previously to other environments that have not been done yet. So, this raises the question, what can be done about it? Well, at Grafana Labs, we've looked around a little bit. And what we found out is that basically YAML lacks abstraction. There have been previous attempts at adding abstraction to Kubernetes, like Helm did it with templating, but templating didn't work quite out for us because it was too distant from what actually matters, because we're string substituting on YAML, and YAML is a pretty fragile syntax, and it was pretty hard to read. There was no language tooling available for it. It really did not make the thing for us. So, looked around a bit further, and found out that there is something called JSONnet from Google. It's basically JSON, but with additions. Like, it supports comments, it supports variables, it supports hidden fields, and it supports a pretty big set of common language features, which I will show in the next slides. So, probably one of the most interesting things is functions. They work basically just like you would expect a function to work. It takes arguments, and it returns any type of JSON is aware of. So maybe a dictionary, an array, an integer, a boolean, whatever. But this can be used to reduce that big thing we have been seeing for deployment before to something that is nearly as concise as Docker run again. You specify the name, you specify the image, and you get all of these filled in, and it just works out. Also, another thing that makes it really somewhat superior to Helm is patching, which is natively integrated into the language. So say we had this function signature from before, but I really, really, really wanted to add a label there, but the function doesn't allow me to. This is somewhat equivalent to something missing from values.yaml in Helm. So what can we do about it in JSONNet? Well, we can just format one of these patches, so it just says, basically, we want whatever this returns, plus we want the team label. And we don't want to overwrite metadata and labels completely, but just inject that single thing in there as well. So you can modify things down the tree without affecting others, which really is about the flexibility of JSONNet. So if something is missing from the library does not let you down completely, but instead you just format these patches afterwards. Another cool thing are imports. So one big issue of YAML is that as soon as the file gets pretty big, it's hard to keep up with it. Where is something defined? Why do you need to define things multiple times? And especially the issue we had previously with environments, I have to copy it all the time, even if it's the same thing. So JSONNet supports imports. Consider a file called commalibsonnet with this content, and another one that imports exactly that file and takes the labels subkey out of there. The JSONNet runtime then just copy-pastes practically the content into the correct location on the object. Another cool thing are packages. So JSONNet is not only about having it all locally on your computer, but also there's a package manager available, so you can actually share your JSONNet files on the internet so that other people can make use of it. You can build proper libraries. They can be shared. Projects can build their own libraries, which can just be installed and used. And at Grafana, we have done that. We have, for nearly everything we use in our production environment, we have JSONNet libs, which contains, for example, memcached, but also there's a library for Loki available. So it's basically everything. We have modules for certain applications. We have also mix-ins that include Grafana dashboards and alerts and deploy together. They allow you to install an application to Kubernetes, which is monitored out of the box, which I think is quite cool. So how can that be used?
So now we're going to give you a quick demo. So I'm going to talk it through so that it won't go wrong. Well, it will go wrong, but you'll see it happen. So here we have a K3D is a Kubernetes, simple Kubernetes infrastructure. We've shown that we've got a cluster. We've got an empty cluster with the default namespace. There's no pods in that namespace. So what we're going to do is we're going to deploy Grafana with a sample dashboard. So here we have the provisioning YAML that tells Grafana where to find dashboards. And now we're going to have a look at a dashboard. This is some JSON that I created a dashboard in Grafana, and I downloaded the dashboard. It's just a random snippet of JSON that we're going to need. Yeah, quite a lot of it, but we don't need to know exactly what's in there right now. Okay, so I'm going to create myself a Tanker directory and enter it. It's now an empty directory. I'm now going to initialize Tanker. What this does is this goes off and downloads a couple of libraries that make Kubernetes much, much easier to use. So you saw deployment.new. It's downloading libraries that provide all of that for us. Okay. So now I need to connect the default environment to my own cluster. So I tell it, go to the connect it to the default context in Kubernetes. So we're now set. Now let's have a look what we've got there. So you can see we've got an environments, we've got lib, and we've got in the vendored in directory, you can see the libraries that we're going to use. So we're now just going to copy those resources into the location where our tanker's going to expect them. So we're now ready to deploy Grafana. So we start with this environments default main.json.it. And the first thing we want to do is we want to import the library that's going to bring in the Kubernetes libraries. So we'll start by importing something. It's a library that's currently called ksonnet util causal.libsonnet. And we add to that, so that's the standard JSONnet syntax. We're now adding a section of JSON to that. So we're taking one thing, which is the library, and then another thing, which is a chunk of JSON. And we've got some local definitions. Those are just shorthands that we're going to use later. And now we've got a config object. The plus means it doesn't overwrite any pre-existing configs, it just adds to it. And we've set just the number of replicas. And now we're specifying that we're going to the image we're going to use. Now we create a standard JSON element called Grafana that's going to contain all of the resources needed to make